Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
When somebody gets saved in your phone as do not answer as their name, you don't ever plan to intentionally call them ever again.
Right.
That's the point of labeling them as do not answer. Well, it's about to get awkward in here for Jeff and Callie because I stole their phones the other day and I'm going to make one of them call somebody labeled do not answer. How are you feeling over there, Dollar?
Well, it's... I'm just trying to think of the type of people who I would put in there and I think it might be different. Okay. I want to do the official business and then I want to tell you why I think this is going to be this is not a good idea.
Well, you thought it was not a good idea at first, but I thought it was really fun because it was going to make you uncomfortable, which you really take pride in making the rest of us uncomfortable most of the time, right?
But I don't
know. So why'd you loop me in on this?
Oh, sorry. Well, because you have really interesting, crazy exes.
But see, here's the thing. Like, if a guy, me, if I put a girl in the phone as do not answer, it's because she's crazy.
Exactly. Exactly why this is going to be great. If yours gets drawn... So basically what I did the other day was I took Jeff's phone and took Kelly's phone and wrote down all the numbers that were listed as do not answer. And then we've put them all in a hat. I'm going to draw one out and they have to see who we call. If it's a woman's voice, it's obviously from Jeff's phone. If it's a man's voice, it's going to be from Kelly's phone.
But you have to
understand. At least I think.
I know.
We'll see.
Right?
Could be interesting really to try to figure out.
Okay, Jen, I would like.
Kelly might have a few in there do not answers that could be.
Male or female.
I'm not sure anymore.
But here's the thing, Jennifer.
Uh-oh, he's using my full name. Now I know I'm in trouble.
You and I have both experienced the springtime that occurs post-divorce. A lot of stuff is in bloom. There's a lot of things... different than the season before.
Rediscovering things.
Right. And we haven't, and you haven't settled into the summertime routine yet. So you're just,
it's called a rebound.
There's things changing and blossoming. And so there are things, would you say that you're a different person then?
Sure.
Okay. Well, yeah. A lot of my numbers are probably from that window. And I just don't know. In the shadow of my 1-year wedding anniversary this weekend.
Oh, you're right. Oh, no, I forgot about that.
Wait, are you about to opt out of this?
I'm just...
But your wife, Callie, is a good radio wife. She's in it to win it. She's okay to do this stuff for the show. For the show.
Uh-huh.
She'll do it. She doesn't care. She loves me.
I just
at least up until now.
I just called her to tell her what was going on and couldn't have the courage. So I just ended up just having, I'm like, that was work. And she's like, what are you doing? We're on the air right now. And I'm like, me too. What? That's a coincidence.
Are you listening?
She never listens. I'm worried about like the. So I'm just saying that if it's mine, it's going to, Kelly is the same person. She's been, you know, visiting Multipolonia for years.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that a festival?
What I think you're trying to say is like you're weaseling your way out of this.
I'm just saying that I want everybody to keep in mind that should my number come up, I'm different now than I was then. It's just different. Everything's different.
So you're just giving a fair warning. Don't judge you on whoever answers the phone if it's one of the ones out of your phone.
No, he's trying to opt out. No, he's trying to talk you out of this.
I'm not trying to opt out. I mean, if you guys are cool doing that to Callie.
I mean, we don't have to do it if you don't want to do it.
If you guys are cool doing it to Callie 48 hours before our 1-year wedding anniversary, that's awesome, you know? I mean, I'm cool with that if you guys are. But so I'm not going to opt out of it.
Callie Dollar is Team Jeff and Jen Show. She would be in it for just the sheer entertainment value and listening to you squirm while talking to an ex.
And it's there's a 50-50. You pulled three numbers from Kelly's phone and three numbers from mine. So it's 50-50. Mm-hmm. We won't know until
we make the
somebody
call.
Actually answers. Okay, I just want
to... We're going to do it after we try to give away $1,000.
Okay, I just want to make sure that we all understand that it's a different, where everything's different.
What do you mean?
I'm different now than I was. Like, I haven't put a do not answer on my phone in 4 years, probably. 3 years. So, for however long, years.
I just thought of something. Can I whisper something to Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
No, she has a different name.
Okay. Okay. Well, you didn't really whisper that, by the way.
We're going to come back, and we're going to call somebody listed as do not answer. Could be somebody from Jeff's phone. Could be somebody from Kelly's phone. And they're going to have to carry on a conversation with that person. And you're not allowed to just say hi and hang up, okay? Neither one of you. You got to say hello, who you are, like chit-chat. Little chit-chat. Let us all listen in.
Like, you're making rules like you've got your name on the show or something.
Uh-huh. I do.
Star 94.1.
Okay, we're calling this do not answer roulette. When somebody's saved in your phone as do not answer, you certainly don't want to intentionally call them ever. But I had this idea the other day because we were talking about what people are labeled in your phone, and I heard Jeff Dollar and Kelly Cheese off the air going back and forth talking about how many do not answers that they actually had in their phone. Kelly, you had a few more than Jeff did, but I took three out of Kelly's phone.
And six.
And three out of Jeff's phone. We're going to put them in a hat here and draw out one number and call them. And if it is a woman on the other end, it's probably somebody listening to Jeff's phone as a do not answer. If it's a guy, it probably came out of Kelly's phone. And either one of them are going to have to instantly just jump in there and start having that conversation. So... you guys up for it? Jeff was just out of the studio, so I thought he had gone home. I was like, did he leave? Is he this mad at me? He's out of here? Okay. Are you guys ready?
No.
Jen, and by the way, look, the whole schedule is screwed up because of this. Are you sure that you want to delay, confess your crush and everything?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, are you guys sure? The rest of the room, are we sure?
Mm-hmm. We're sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That wasn't a really resounding yeah. I mean, who doesn't want to hear this?
This is what I dream of.
That's intern Amanda. Okay.
Please be a girl. Please be a girl.
Okay. We dialing?
Mm-hmm.
Ready? I'm afraid. Okay.
I'm nervous.
What did that lady say that one time? Her armpits are on fire?
All right, Kelly, get ready to talk.
I wore a sweater today. This is me.
If it's a dude.
You opt all your numbers out? Did y'all do this on purpose?
No.
If it's a dude.
I randomly pulled.
Oh, God. I'm so scared. Please be a girl. Please be a girl. Please be a girl.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. Who's this?
It has been a minute.
Yeah, it has.
I'm sorry. Did I wake you up?
Yeah, it's really early. Who is this?
Are we gonna, I mean, I know it's been a minute, but is this, are we gonna play this game? Come on.
Play what? I'm sorry. I have no idea what's going on right now.
So, have you been well?
Yes. Cool.
Are you gonna tell her who you are?
No.
Oh my God. Is this Jeff on *94.
What?
I just got a text message. So I'm in your phone as do not answer, and you have no idea who I am.
What?
George Jeff on *94. I'm in your phone as do not answer, and you have no idea who I am. Try to figure it out.
So who?
I just got a text message.
Who that's probably one of our friends who texted you that. Which one did that?
I guess I kind of have the power now. You really have no idea who I am.
I know who you are. It's just I'm not allowed to say it, or I lose the game.
That is not the rule.
Shut up.
He is straight lying to you, girl.
You have have to say it, and then I get the gift card.
This is so typical. Okay, let me give you a hint. Does Hampton Inn mean anything to you?
Oh no! Oh, this is going so.
Say no,
loud.
Jeff. Just say no.
It actually doesn't.
Hampton Inn.
Like the hotel?
Deny till you die, Jeff. Deny till you die.
Yeah, don't.
I think she hung up. She's gone.
I have no idea what that means.
Could you at least narrow it down to, like, to who?
No.
No, but I mean, like, by her voice. Like, could you
narrow? No!
Hampton Inn.
Just for the record, I'm fancier than a Hampton Inn. I swear to God, I have no idea.
Keep it classy, dollar.
I have no idea what Hampton Inn means.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, I think I've stayed. The Hampton Inn is where I stay in New Mexico when I go visit Callie's family. That's really my only experience with a Hampton Inn, I think. I think.
You have no idea. You couldn't tell anything by the voice?
No. Every girl sounds the same except for you. You sound like a girl who smokes. But other than that, cool.
Well, that went well.
All right, can we still do Confess Your Crush coming up next?
Yeah, we can do anything you want coming up next as long as it's different than this.
Okay, perfect.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on *94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.